This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm with Max Holland, a journalist and the author of Leak, Why Mark Felt Became Deep Throat. He's writing most recently about what the media gets wrong about Watergate here in the 50th memory of the break-in discovery by Frank Wills and the Washington police, the D.C. police, of burglars on the sixth floor of the Watergate complex. This is during the election cycle of 1972. We're now completely away from those details, and we come to the celebration of two men answering questions in these last days, Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. They were the young reporters who were knitted together, goes the legend, and worked tirelessly to break the case. We know it best not in the details that Max presents in his article, but in a very famous movie by Alan Pakula, All the President's Men. And in that movie was the wonderful actor Hal Holbrook representing Deep Throat. What is the legend of Woodward and Bernstein and Deep Throat, Max, before we get to the facts?
The legend, as Woodward and Bernstein wrote in All the President's Men, the book, was that Felt was a high-ranking official in the executive branch who was deeply concerned about the office of the presidency and the criminal behavior of Richard Nixon in it. So he was a, you know, the most principled whistleblower you can imagine, willing to risk all to let the world know about Nixon's behavior.
But we didn't have his name. He was known as Deep Throat, which was a popular scandalous movie at the time. And that was a way in the construction of the book, which doesn't come out for several years. There's a time lag here. That was what that became the mystery of mysteries. Having solved the presidency resignation, the one remaining problem was who was Deep Throat, and the guessing game began. I'm glad to see that the Queen of England wasn't mentioned as a possible Deep Throat, but everybody else was. Elizabeth II was left out of this particular revelation. However, Mark Felt was an FBI agent, and during the course of 50 years, I learned from you, Max, the Woodward and Bernstein combination, fetid as they must be because they were young people and there was a celebration of journalism for 50 years, were giving different explanations for Deep Throat's motivations. What were those evolving motivations?
Well, the first one, as I mentioned, is in their book, All the President's Men, you know, the highly principled whistleblower. And this is made absolutely indelible by the film, Hal Holbrook portraying Deep Throat. And, you know, he's a shadowy figure in the garage and uttering, you know, the terrible things that are happening. So that's an indelible portrait created of a highly principled whistleblower. Then you have to fast forward to 2005. Felt is an aged person. His family, in my estimate, mistakenly, you know, decides to out him as Deep Throat in the belief that there's a big payday involved telling this story, but Felt's way too old to tell it. And then Woodward writes a book called The Secret Man. And in The Secret Man, he suddenly shifts gears effortlessly, and it's a much more pedestrian reason why Felt leaked. He's trying to protect the FBI from Nixon's clutches. Not the presidency, but the FBI. He's worried about what Nixon is doing or will do now that Hoover is no longer director. And that got me to thinking, and I called up William Ruckelshaus, who had been temporary FBI director in 1973, 74. And he told me that Felt had been fired for leaking. And that he had told Woodward this when Woodward was writing The Secret Man. But you'd be hard-pressed to find any statement by Ruckelshaus in The Secret Man.
All right, let's review the legend here. The legend of Deep Throat is that he's principled trying to save the country from the sinister Nixon administration, and people's lives are in danger. That I remember vividly. It was a parking garage somewhere in Washington.
Great.
And there was a loud bang, and our hero, Woodward, played by a very romantic character.
Redford.
is frightened momentarily, and you're frightened with him. That's the first legend. All right, that's right. The first legend. The second legend is that it was to protect the FBI, correct? There are two
correct.
Legends.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
We need a third explanation, Max, because these legends are wearing me out in their philanthropy. What is the third explanation?
The third explanation that he was bitter and very upset that he wasn't appointed director right after Hoover died in May 1972. So he leaked to exact revenge on the Nixon administration. Well, that didn't make sense to me either. Those are the three explanations. Two of them offered by Woodward. The third one offered by critics of Felt. You know, just said he was a bitter man leaking. But Ruckelshaus opened me up to what I believe is the most accurate explanation, which is that there was the war of the FBI succession that started even before Hoover died, because he was obviously aging. And this was the war that existed among Felt, William Sullivan, and some other high-ranking executives. Who's going to succeed Hoover? And it was extremely nasty, no holds barred, vicious, and the tool of choice was leaking. You would leak information that would be damaging to your presumed rivals. Well, that's what Felt was really up to. Richard Nixon, he had no desire whatsoever to damage Richard Nixon seriously, because Nixon was the man who would appoint him to be director, and that's what Felt wanted above. I mean, that's what his whole life had been geared up to achieve. So the idea that he would leak to out of pique at Nixon, or to destroy the presidency, or to protect it, is just doesn't hold water. Was leaking against, you know, to channel Nixon to appointing him and, you know, destroy all his rivals. And that's what his game was.
My memory is that Mr. Nixon and Mr. Haldeman knew it was Felt, and were reluctant to accuse him because that might make it worse during the course of the investigation. Is that accurate?
You're exactly right. Your memory is correct. In October 1972, so this is about a little more than a month before the election, there was a very sensational story in the Post about the Nixon campaign was attempting to sabotage the whole election with dirty tricks, and the break-in was part of that. And when that story appeared, a couple days later, Haldeman goes to Nixon and says, "We know who the leak is. It's Mark Felt. It's very high up. It's Mark Felt." And Nixon says, "Mark Felt? I mean, I thought he was, you know, making noises about being, you know, favorably disposed to us." And Haldeman says, "I don't know what he thinks he's doing, but he's the one who's the leaker." And they discuss firing him right away. But Nixon is worried that if they did that before the election, Felt could, you know, leak all sorts of adverse information. They don't even fire him after the election. They just tell that the man that they want to appoint, L. Patrick Gray, the permanent director, to watch out for Felt and put him under a lie detector test and see if he really was leaking.
The legends remain. The legend of Howard Baker, honest pursuit of the truth. What did the president know and when did he know it? And the legend of Deep Throat, a principled man seeking to save the country from sinister forces, or a man seeking to protect the FBI from sinister forces, or a man who, in some fashion, wants to advance his case. And then we come down to a man who's fighting to be made J. Edgar Hoover's successor so that he can make certain that President Nixon remains in power. Max Holland is the author, and Max and I both smile when we remember a John Ford Western with a line more famous than "Follow the Money." When the legend becomes fact, print the legend. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.